15, comes 1915 to Rome in 1920. He can tell it to a T, this fellow. His father ran the store, a great big fat man. I trade with him. And the family was all grown. I guess Bob was the youngest one of the family. Bob. And in the spring of the year, they're good people. They're fine people. But his mother liked tainted meat. And they'd drop us a card. Or they'd get us word. If we had any tainted meat, we didn't want it. If it wasn't too bad, they'd like to buy it. And right there in this grocery store, I'd see him with these big sides of bacon that wide. And that almost that big square. And in them days now, it's changed now. He just, if you go there, you want $1.50 worth of meat. He had an idea to try to cut it just about that much. He might miss you a few cents. Not much. But it wouldn't take it. And it never would take it. It done been cured out in the packers, you see. He wanted this if we'd hung up a smokehouse around the country, the farmers that killed the meat and put it out. His name was G.C.
They like this tainted meat for their own?
Just the mother. Just the old lady. The old man didn't.
It's a wonder she didn't get sick.
She liked it, didn't it? Now that's something that I can't understand.
I can't either.
She had a craving for that. Tainted meat. What happened? Well, he's pushed through the guy. He's worked while he's retired now. He had a heart attack and he's retired on Social Security. But he's aching for some shoe company in Chicago called the Knack Shoe.
They're good shoes.
He orders that for me. He orders me them. Cost me $15 a nickel. And now I've got a newer pair that I got a couple 3 months ago. Same style now. $14.95.
Well, you got the special, huh?
Yeah, it's just that I'm a regular customer, and I don't know.
Well, they have a special every month.
Well, I guess I have.
Shoe style. If you get it right, well, you got it. Yeah. I wore their shoes for years. I like them very much.
Well, this has got a brace right there, Doc.
Yeah, I think they all do.
Well, I just like them when I can't find a shoe that fit me. Out to regular shoe stores.
I like their insoles.
And I'll tell you something else, they can't I've had them to order right now. Hill and Sipes, it used to be Hill and Sipes over here. Big shoe store, nothing now. But it's just Hill now, Sipes isn't in it. So I've got the shoes out of town. It's a tan shoe with a high top. He ordered it, cost me nearly $19, and it don't fit at all. Too big. This boy up here is the one who fit me, he ordered shoes. But since I've quit going to the country and being out at night and being outdoors and almost I'm on the inside all the time, I just buy the locomotives like you do here. I used to wouldn't think about going through the window with a locomotive.
Yeah, I've got my boots in the car.
Have you?
Here.
Yeah.
These aren't Knapp, it's another company. They specialize in industrial shoes, and these have a steel cap and a toe.
Oh.
Gosh, I've had them for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kick anything and it doesn't bother you. Horse step on your foot, well, as long as he's on your toe, it doesn't bother. Does your wife make things, well, we were talking about meat here, you said it was tainted. Does this mean it's spoiled?
No, you can just go ahead and eat a whole lot of it up and a whole lot of it you can.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's all there is to it.